This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us once again. Man, it's been a manic week. Crazy. I've had so much bad luck on bicycles. It's actually ridiculous. I mentioned on Tuesday that I woke up at 4 a.m. for my morning ride. I got 11 k's from home and I heard the back wheel pop and air escaping. True as nuts. Happened again this morning, 2 days later. Except this time it was 6Ks from home. So, yeah, my cycling this week has been shocking, to say the least. I'm hoping, and I think I figured out that there's a problem with the back tyre. It's not so much the wheel. But I've had to replace the back tyre. Fingers crossed I can get a long one in tomorrow. That's the plan. But I'm just super, super frustrated. And thanks for all the messages to everyone as well, by the way, who've been sending me messages of support. I mentioned earlier on in the week that I'm really, really struggling with belief at the moment ahead of Ironman South Africa in 8 or so weeks. Just been a real, real struggle. It's hard work, this Ironman thing. It doesn't always go according to plan, as I'm sure you are well aware of. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be talking some swimming and catch up with a returning guest. We had great feedback about his story last week here on the podcast. I'm talking about John Wilson. And if you missed his story, make sure you head back and go and listen to it, okay? But that's all coming up next. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more, hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. It's time to chat some swimming now here on the Kona Edge, and we head back to Connecticut to catch up with John Wilson. John, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here, Brad.
John, your swim, out of the three disciplines, where would you rate it? Is it weakest, strongest? Where does it fit into the greater triathlon scheme of things?
It's always been my limiter. I work on it constantly. You know, I swam as a kid, but I wasn't a full on swim team kid. So I knew how to swim when I started, but I was not a great swimmer, and I really continued to try and get better, and I enjoy the process of getting better. I was pretty happy in the last Ironman I did, because 106 out of the water, which I've gone a little bit quicker than that before, but but what really mattered to me was I felt so fresh coming out of the water. So I sort of feel like, I continue to improve, and you can absolutely continue to get faster swimming no matter what your age is. I think it's such a technique oriented sport, it's pretty impressive to see, even people, my age are still, easily swimming under an hour is really, really impressive.
And swimming, particularly as you get older as well, is there's less impact on the body as opposed to a sport like running. So to do a bit more in the water is probably a bit better for you than running a bit more. Would I be correct in saying that?
I think that's absolutely true. It's a low impact, full body exercise. And you can get a lot of fitness out of swimming that carries over into the other disciplines without a doubt. Yeah.
Looking at your triathlon career over the years, are there a few things that you've done that you think have really moved the needle on your swim and improved your swimming technique in the water?
Yeah, I might be a little bit different than others. I tried the Masters swimming, and I found that Masters wasn't really good for me, as I was so intent on trying to keep up and not get dropped. I was grooving, just continuing to have lousy form in the water. And I've actually found that with some coaching and training on my own with the clock, I'm better off because I can just be completely in the moment and focus more on how I feel. You know, I think every good swimmer I've ever known, you know, they always talk about this mysterious feel for the water. And, you know, for the longest time, you know, I would do things like sculling exercises and everything else. And I would think, I just did, you know, 50 meters of sculling and I have absolutely no idea what I just accomplished. you know, but by, you know, it's kind of working through it. Swimming regularly is absolutely critical for me. If I don't swim for a couple of weeks, I it's quite a setback for me. I've got to find my way all over again and, you know, find my balance points and, I tend to not having a swimming background. I think I'm a little bit tense in the water and tend to hold my breath sometimes. So it works well for me to think about those things and work on them. And yet in a Masters environment, you know, I'm just so, you know, so competitive and don't want to get dropped. All those things go out the window, and then it's just like a mad dash and, you know, a muscular effort as opposed to a good technique effort.
Absolutely. I love that you say that about sculling, because every time I do it, I have exactly the same feeling. So I'm glad that I'm not the only one who feels that way. As far as your favorite workouts in the water, what do you really enjoy doing?
I find what really works well for me is, you know, to build up over the course of the season, you know, to, you know, start out like, you know, this time of year, I'm only, you know, doing, you know, less than 2,000 yards in workouts and, you know, a lot more drilling, a lot more kick sets right now. And, then as the year goes on to get into, longer and longer distances, you know, where, you know, I'm doing, you know, 5,000 yards plus in a workout to build up that endurance. And what I find helps me the most, I think as time goes on is to, you know, have sets where I've got, things like 10 or 15 times 100, you know, and for me at a 1:145 pace, and you know, and if I've got that within a 4,000-5,000 yard set, and I can hold it and still be getting at least 10 seconds of rest, that gives me a lot of confidence when I go to race. I know I can do it, you know. And so that's you know, that changing of pace is huge, because otherwise I think you just groove, you know, whatever your speed is. You know, you can't expect to race faster if you're just swimming slow and putting yards in. You got to mix it up.
You also mentioned the regularity and swimming often to sort of keep that rhythm and feel. When you're training for an Ironman, how many times a week would you typically be in the water?
I typically swim three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And, you know, and maybe get a fourth one in, which would be, you know, a really easy swim of some kind, or maybe an open water on the weekend or something like that. But, you know, I try to never miss the Monday, Wednesday, Friday swims.
Brilliant. John, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking a little bit about your bike next time out. Thanks for joining us today on the Cone Edge.
Sure. Thanks very much. Been a pleasure talking with you too, Brad.
This episode of the Cone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge. Before I go, thank you very much to John for sharing his insight about his swim. Got a great review in. Amazing, it says. I've been listening to these podcasts for around 18 months now, and they are amazing. The content is spot on and totally relevant to us age groupers. Keep up the great work, big man. Thumbs up. Thank you. I can't see who it's from. It's weird. It's the sort of platform that I get the reviews off. All of a sudden, all the names have disappeared. So if you have sent that to me, thank you so, so much. I really do appreciate it. I'll be back again tomorrow with the next edition of the Kona Edge. Until then, have yourself a great one. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.